Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Expectant Father, The Ultimate Guide for Dads-to-Be, is a non-fiction pregnancy and parenting guide written for men who are preparing to become fathers. Positioned as a practical companion to the months of pregnancy, it focuses on what expectant fathers often need, but do not always find in conventional pregnancy books, clear guidance from the father's perspective. Armin A. Brock combines personal experience, interviews, and expert contributions to address the emotional, financial, relational, and practical changes that pregnancy brings to men and couples. The book is organized around the pregnancy timeline, which helps readers understand what is happening month by month and how they can respond constructively. Its purpose is not only to explain pregnancy, but also to normalize the uncertainty many fathers feel and replace passivity with informed participation. Humor and accessible writing make the material approachable, while the structure keeps it useful as a reference throughout pregnancy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a month-by-month pregnancy guide built around the father's experience. One of the book's defining features is its month-by-month structure, which organizes pregnancy into manageable stages from a dad's point of view. This format matters because it turns a broad, often intimidating life transition into a sequence of specific developments and decisions. Instead of treating pregnancy as something the mother alone experiences, the book shows how fathers can track the process, anticipate changes, and understand what support is needed at each stage. That approach makes the book useful as both a reading experience and a reference tool. The structure also reflects a practical truth: many fathers do not need abstract theory as much as they need timely guidance. By following the pregnancy calendar, readers can prepare for conversations, appointments, planning, and labor-related decisions in context rather than all at once. The result is a guide that reduces uncertainty by replacing vague concern with staged, actionable awareness. Secondly, practical support for the partner. Not just personal preparation. A major strength of the book is that it treats fatherhood during pregnancy as a relational role, not merely an individual learning process. It repeatedly emphasizes how fathers can support the pregnant partner physically, emotionally, and practically. This matters because pregnancy changes the couple's everyday life, often shifting routines, expectations, and responsibilities. The book helps fathers understand that support is not limited to being present in the delivery room. It includes communication, empathy, and participation in the day-to-day realities of pregnancy. That framing is especially valuable because many men want to help, but are unsure what support actually looks like. By focusing on specific forms of involvement, the book bridges the gap between good intentions and useful action. It also reduces the likelihood that a father will default to passivity simply because he does not know where to begin. Thirdly, addressing the emotional, financial, and identity shifts in new fatherhood, the book stands out for acknowledging that pregnancy affects men in more than one dimension. It addresses emotional unease, financial worries, and questions of readiness and identity, all of which are common but often under-discussed in pregnancy literature. This is important because becoming a father is not only a logistical event, it also changes how a man thinks about work, responsibility, partnership, and self-worth. The book validates those pressures rather than treating them as secondary to the mother's experience. That validation has practical value because it makes the reader more willing to confront concerns honestly. When fears about money, work-life balance, or competence are named directly, they become easier to manage. The book does not promise that these concerns disappear. Instead, it offers a framework for understanding them as normal parts of the transition. Fourthly, expert advice translated into an accessible, reassuring format. The book combines expertise from obstetricians, birth instructors, psychologists, and sociologists with Brock's own experience and interviews with other fathers. That mix gives it a balanced authority. It is informed by professionals, but it remains grounded in real family experience. This matters because expectant fathers often need guidance that is credible but not clinical. Medical information alone can feel detached from the realities of daily life, while anecdotal advice can feel too narrow. By blending both, the book offers a practical middle ground. Readers get information that is informed by expert knowledge, yet explained in a way that is readable and immediately useful. This helps the book function as a reliable guide rather than a technical manual. Lastly, a revised modern guide to changing expectations for fathers. The book is not just a classic pregnancy guide. It has been updated to reflect changes in health information, family culture, and the role of fathers. That revision matters because modern fatherhood carries expectations that are different from those of earlier generations. Fathers are increasingly expected to be emotionally present, informed about pregnancy, and actively involved before birth. The book addresses that shift directly, making it more than a static handbook. It asks readers to think about how technology, changing social norms, and new research affect the way men participate in pregnancy and parenting. This keeps the book aligned with current realities rather than relying on outdated assumptions about paternal distance or passivity. In conclusion, The Expectant Father is best suited for expectant fathers, their partners, and anyone looking for a practical account of pregnancy from the male perspective. It is especially useful for first-time dads who want more than general reassurance and need concrete guidance on what to expect, how to help, and gives readers a framework for participating actively rather than passively. Compared with similar parenting books, its main distinction is its focus on the father's experience without losing sight of the couple relationship. It does not treat men as secondary observers, nor does it reduce fatherhood to a list of chores. Instead, it presents prenatal involvement as a meaningful part of becoming a parent. Its blend of expert-informed advice, month-by-month structure, and accessible tone makes it one of the most recognizable and enduring guides in the dad-to-be category. If you would like to support Armin A. Brott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.